contestants, a voiceover artist from Los Angeles, California, Justin Joseph. An English professor from Amherst, Massachusetts, Paige Hermanson. And our returning champion, a management consultant from Wynwood, Pennsylvania, Travis Gaylord, whose two-day cash winnings total $20,002. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thanks, Johnny. Hi, everyone. Every once in a while on our program, we get a day when the categories just don't fit the contestants. That was the case yesterday. Travis won the game with $5,201. That's a low, low score. I hope today is completely different. Paige and Justin, welcome aboard. Here we go. Make it happen for us. Here are the categories. Starting off with world leaders. Good. Next. Newspapers and magazines, followed by state songs, nicknames, texting abbreviations. You're going to love that one. And finally, movies across America. Travis, off you go.
Let's go world leaders for six.
He led from 1799 to 1814, took an unwanted vacation, returned, and then was gone for good in 1815. Travis.
Who's Napoleon?
Right.
World leaders, 800.
Nicknamed Uncle, this communist was a leader in Vietnam from 1945 to 1969. Travis.
Who's Ho Chi Minh?
He's the one.
World leaders for 1,000, please.
Popular in 37 A.D., this man, whose name means little boot, was sent walking 4 years later. This Roman emperor was Caligula, little boot. Travis.
State songs for 8, please.
In the lyrics of Vermont's state song, these title lofty peaks are my home. Travis.
What are the White Mountains?
No. Paige.
What are the Green Mountains?
Yes, Vermont.
State songs 400.
Appropriately, it has a state bluegrass song, Blue Moon of Itself. Travis.
What is Kentucky?
That's it.
Texting abbreviations for 2.
F2F. Let's get together this way. Paige.
What is face-to-face?
Correct.
Texting abbreviations, 400.
JK, only a joke. Justin.
What is just kidding?
You got it.
Texting abbreviations for 6.
ROTFL, you've made me hysterical. Paige.
What is rolling on the floor laughing?
Good.
Texting abbreviations, 800.
OT, not pertaining to the issue at hand. Paige.
What is off topic?
Yes.
Texting abbreviations, 1,000.
YBS. I'm trying to warn you. What is you'll be sorry? Paige.
State song 600.
Maryland's state song, Maryland, My Maryland, is sung to the tune of this Christmas song. Justin.
What is O Tenenbaum?
You are right.
Movies Across America for 200.
Hi, I'm Bill Ritter from New York's ABC 7. Philip Johnson designed the soaring towers of the New York State Pavilion at the 1964 World's Fair in the futuristic Googie style, which fit perfectly in this 1997 film that featured them.
Justin.
What is Men in Black?
Yes.
Movies Across America for 4.
I'm Annalise Parks with TXA 21. George W. Bush's Oval Office is one setting for the movie W, directed by this man who entered Yale the same year as Bush.
Paige.
Who is Oliver North?
No. Justin.
Who is Oliver Stone?
Yes.
Movies for 6.
Hi, I'm Betty Davis from Local 10. Miami Beach's Carlisle Hotel was a setting for this 1996 comedy starring Robin Williams and Nathan Lane.
Paige.
What is the Birdcage?
You got it.
State songs 200.
Its state folk song is Roll On, Columbia, Roll On. Travis.
What is Washington?
That is right, and that takes you up to 1,200. Takes us into the first grade for these messages. Justin Joseph is a voiceover artist from right here in Los Angeles, California, but you've also performed on the Globe stage in London, not
yes.
Doing voiceover work there.
No, Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Shakespeare, yeah. A little bit of Macbeth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which you're not supposed to say on the stage, cursed name, but I think it's okay here.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, good. glad you're here, I think. All right, Paige Hermanson is an English professor from Amherst, Massachusetts. Now, a lot of people who are watching right now are owners of pets. I've had dogs, I've had cats. I love them. You can pet them. They come up and snuggle with you. Now, tell the audience about your two most recent pet acquisitions.
My partner and I have, we are now proud parents of two pet land snails. Their names are Biscuit and Deborah. And they're growing really quickly. I'm kind of scared they're going to take over the house.
Okay. All right, Travis Gaylord is our champion. What's this about you getting stuck in an escape room? How do you get stuck in an escape room?
Well, if you define an escape room being a hotel bathroom, that's what it was. So I was stuck in the bathroom for about an hour and tried to do everything I could to get out of it. I was telling my friends I was trying to MacGyver my way out of it and couldn't do it. So eventually found a ceiling tile was made of porcelain and spent about 10 minutes busting through the door and broke out of the door, so that was my escape room.
All right, pick up your signaling device. We have a lot of clues left to deal with, so go ahead, make the selection, and we will continue.
State songs 1000.
Wyoming's second state song, official since 2018, mentions this four-letter river named for strong gusts in the area. Go with the obvious. What is wind? Travis, back to you.
World Leaders 400.
Answer, Daily Double. All right. You have 1,200 to put it.
Waited a long time to say this. True Daily Double.
Okay, here is the clue. In 2003, it all came crashing down around him, including his statue on April 9th.
Who is Saddam Hussein?
You got it. Go again now. Make another selection.
World Leaders for 2.
He reigned from 1066 to 1087, and one of those years should really help you. Paige?
Who is William the Conqueror?
You are right.
Newspapers and magazines, 600.
MT for short. This magazine for car enthusiasts celebrated its 70th anniversary in 2019. Travis?
What is Motor Trend?
Good.
Magazines for 800.
In 2010, this mayoral name began appearing above Business Week on a magazine that's been around since 1929. Justin?
What is Bloomberg?
Correct.
Movies for 8.
I'm Robert Hadlock from KXAN. The state capitol appears in 1982's The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, which starred this late actor as Sheriff Ed Earl Dodd.
Justin?
Who was Burt Reynolds?
He's the one.
Movies for 1,000.
Hi, I'm Chris Tanaka from Cleveland 19. In A Christmas Story, the huge box marked Fragile, actually that's fragile, contains this alliterative two-word award.
Paige.
What is the leg lamp?
Yes.
Newspapers and magazines, 400.
Marca, a Spanish sports daily, reports on this sport in particular. Paige.
What is bullfighting?
No. Justin or Travis? What is soccer? Soccer. Less than a minute now, Paige.
Newspapers and magazines, 1,000.
Atlanta's top newspaper has this hyphenated name. Travis.
What is the Journal Constitution?
That's right.
Nicknames for 2.
In the 1980s, a Californian won the contest to nickname Seattle with this entry out of Oz. Paige.
What is the Emerald City?
You are right.
Newspapers and magazines, 200.
In 2007, Rupert Murdoch bought this newspaper that was started by Charles Dow in the 19th century. Paige.
What is the Wall Street Journal?
Correct.
Nicknames for 600.
This matinee idol and grandfather of actress Drew had good looks and an aquiline nose, which got him the nickname The Great Profile. Travis.
Who's Barrymore?
Be more specific.
Who's John Barrymore?
Thank you.
Nicknames for 4.
The grand scale of Mozart's Symphony No. 41 in C major earned it this nickname after the chief Roman god. Justin.
Who is Jupiter?
Yes. And with that, you go to 3,600. We've got a close game. And Justin, you go first in Double Jeopardy, trailing Travis by just $1,000. When we come back. All right, as I mentioned going into the commercial break, this is a closely fought game. Let's see what happens in Double Jeopardy. Justin, here are the categories for your selection. A colorful category. A lot of colors coming up. On the Mediterranean, show tune rhymes. followed by the Ides of February, IDE, coming up in each correct response. Then we deal with, oh gosh, genetic disorders. And finally, author's name changes. Where do we start?
Colorful for 400.
Avoid the sting of this creature, named for its coloration. Justin.
What is a yellow jacket?
Yes.
Colorful for 8.
These sea discolorations that can be caused by Carinia brevis can kill fish and be toxic to humans. Travis.
What is red algae?
Or red tides. You're right. Pick again.
Colorful for 12.
Hurricanes and dolphins both played home games in this now demolished venue. Travis.
What's the Orange Bowl?
You're right.
Colorful for 16.
Formed in 1952, the U.S. Army's Special Forces are also known by this name. Justin.
What are green berets?
Correct.
Colorful for 2.
Answer. Daily double. All right. At the moment, you trail Travis by 1,000.
Let's wager 3,000.
All right. 3 it is. Take a look. Here's this mountain range mentioned in the opening of Take Me Home, Country Roads.
What are the Smoky Mountains?
Oh, no. What are the Blue Ridge Mountains? All right, you drop down to 2,600. Still plenty of time.
Show tune rhymes for 4.
In The Music Man, there were copper bottom timpani in horse platoons, double bell euphoniums, and big these instruments. Travis.
What are spittoons?
No. Paige.
What are bassoons?
Yes, I wouldn't like to see somebody playing a spittoon. Go, Paige.
Quite an image. Ides for 1,200.
On February 3rd, 2019, the slogan, "There's enough money when no one steals," gave Nayib Bukele this type of win in El Salvador's election. Justin.
What is a landslide?
That's it.
Show tune rhymes for 800.
Evita rhymes, "All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your this." Page.
What is distance?
That's the word.
I'd 1600.
Port Townsend, Washington experienced a king one of these on February 23rd, 2019. Travis?
Was the tide.
Tide. Good for you.
On the Mediterranean for 1200.
This island that boasts Messina, but not Loggins, is always getting the boot. Page.
What is Sicily?
Yes.
The Ides, 2000.
Because it took the life of Portugal's king and his heir apparent, a February 1908 assassination is known as the Lisbon This. The Lisbon Regicide, murder of a king. Page, back to you.
Ides, 800.
Spike Lee was among the stars sitting here at the February 17th, 2019 NBA All-Star Game in Charlotte. Justin?
What is courtside?
Yes.
Show tune rhymes for 1,200.
In Cats, every street lamp seems to beat a fatalistic warning. Someone mutters and the street lamp gutters, and soon it will be this. Justin?
What is morning?
Morning, correct.
Show tunes for 16.
In Spamalot, the Lady of the Lake sings, "Do not fail, find your this one word." Justin?
What is grail?
Yes, find
show
your grail.
Show tunes for 2.
Answer. Daily double. All right. Still a very close game. You trail Travis by a mere $400.
Let's try it again. 3,000.
3 it is. In It's the Hard Knock Life, Annie laments, "No one cares for you a smidge when you're in this place."
What is the fridge?
We have weird humor on this program today. No one cares for you a smidge when you're in an orphanage.
Orphanage, of course.
All right, course. The daily doubles are gone. Make a selection.
On the Mediterranean for 400.
Politically, this country is divided into 14 provinces, including the city of Damascus, which is considered its own province. Travis.
What is Syria?
Yes.
Mediterranean for 8.
Listen, sweetheart, Casablanca in this country isn't on the Mediterranean, but Nador is. Travis.
Was Morocco.
Right.
Mediterranean 16.
The ancient city of Carthage is in this country that borders Algeria and the Mediterranean. Paige.
Was Greece.
No. Travis.
Was Tunisia.
Tunisia, yes.
Mediterranean 2000.
60 miles up the coast from Tel Aviv is this city, Israel's main port. And that city is Haifa. Travis.
Yeah, I knew that. It's 400.
On February 24th, 2019, hundreds of bicyclists showed up for Portland, Oregon's worst day of the year, this. Paige.
What is ride?
Ride is right.
Authors 1200?
This author, who grew up in Oxford, Mississippi, added the letter U to his last name. Paige.
Who is Faulkner?
Yes.
Author's name changes 800?
Perhaps in an act of civil disobedience, this transcendentalist reversed the order of his first and middle names. Justin.
Who is Thoreau?
Yes.
Genetic disorders, 400.
Unusual bleeding after vaccinations and swelling and warmth in joints are symptoms of this blood clotting disorder. Paige.
What is anemia?
No. Travis.
What's hemophilia?
That's right, with less than a minute to go.
Disorders, 8.
Treatment for this tremor-causing malady, first described in 1817, may include freezing small areas of the brain. Justin?
What is Parkinson's?
Correct.
Genetic disorders, 1200?
Duchenne MD, MD short for this, is an inherited disorder that affects about 1 in 3,500 male births around the world. Paige?
What is muscular dystrophy?
Right.
Author's name changes, 1600?
Marguerite Johnson was a singer when she took this stage name and used it when she wrote poems like Still I Rise. Paige.
Who is Maya Angelou?
Yes.
Author's name changes, 2000.
New Yorker Nathan Weinstein fittingly changed his name to this and eventually moved out to Hollywood. Fittingly, because he changed his name to Nathaniel West. Back to you, Paige.
Author's name changes, 400.
Joanne is her first name. She has no middle name, but Kathleen was added for literary purposes in honor of her grandmother. Justin.
Who is J.K. Rowling?
Yes. And with that, you wind up at 6,400, 8,600 for Paige and our champion, Travis, 11,000. Still anyone's game. Final Jeopardy deals with American history. Make your wager. Back in a moment. A very popular subject for Final Jeopardy, American history. Players, here's your clue. At Harper's Ferry, John Brown and his rebels were defeated by troops commanded by this man, who 2 years later led a rebel army himself. 30 seconds, good luck. But I don't think he was a general yet. Justin Joseph, we come to you first. You had 6,400 and you struggled with this. You were going for, I can't make it out. What did you write?
It's Hammett. I was going for Hamilton.
Ah, no. That'll cost you $63.99, dropping you to a dollar. Let's go to Paige. She had 8,600 and her response is Robert E. Lee, and that response is correct. What was your wager? 6,400. You're in the lead with 15,000. Let's come to our champion, Travis. He had 11,000. We're looking for Robert E. Lee. We find him. And what does it do to your score? Well, your wager brings it up by 6,201 to 17,201. And now you have a 3-day total of 37,203. All right, way to go. Good game. Thank you for tuning us in. We'll see you tomorrow, we hope.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.